Week 4, Day 3, Esther 3 through 4. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman the Agagite, the son of Hammedatha, and advanced him and set his throne above all the officials who were with him. And all the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down and paid homage to Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai did not bow down or pay homage. Then the king's servants who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the king's command?" And when they spoke to him day after day, and he would not listen to them, they told Haman in order to see whether Mordecai's words would stand. For he had not told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow down or pay homage to him, Haman was filled with fury, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone. So, as they had made known to him the people of Mordecai, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast pur, that is, they cast lots before Haman day after day. And they cast it month after month till the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from those of every other people, and they do not keep the king's laws, so that it is not to the king's profit to tolerate them. If it pleases the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who have charge of the king's business, that they may put it into the king's treasuries." So the king took his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman the Agagite, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews. And the king said to Haman, "The money is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you." Then the king's scribes were summoned on the 13th day of the first month, and an edict according to all that Haman commanded was written to the king's satraps and to the governors over all the provinces and to the officials of all the peoples, to every province in its own script and every people in its own language. It was written in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed with the king's signet ring. Letters were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces with instruction to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all Jews, young and old, women and children, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their goods. A copy of the document was to be issued as a decree in every province by proclamation to all the peoples to be ready for that day. The couriers went out hurriedly by order of the king, and the decree was issued in Susa, the citadel. And the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Susa was thrown into confusion. Chapter 4. When Mordecai learned all that had been done, Mordecai tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city. And he cried out with a loud and bitter cry. He went up to the entrance of the king's gate, for no one was allowed to enter the king's gate clothed in sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's command and his decree reached, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting and weeping and lamenting, and many of them lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's young women and her eunuchs came and told her, the queen was deeply distressed. She sent garments to clothe Mordecai so that he might take off his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther called for Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, who had been appointed to attend to her, and ordered him to go to Mordecai to learn what this was and why it was. Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate, and Mordecai told him all that had happened to him and the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasuries for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai also gave him a copy of the written decree issued in Susa for their destruction, that he might show it to Esther and explain to her and command her to go to the king to beg his favor and plead with him on behalf of her people. And Hathach went and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and commanded him to go to Mordecai and say, "All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes to the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law: to be put to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter so that he may live. But as for me, I have not been called to come to the king these 30 days." And they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come into the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews to be found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf, and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. For Such a Time as This by Britt Kotavis. In Esther 3, Haman's plan to annihilate the Jews is set in motion. In Esther chapter 4, verses 13 through 16, we read the following correspondence between Mordecai and Esther. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther: "Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die." This was the perfect response to the ultimate crisis. Mordecai guides Esther to understand what must be done, and Esther responds with self-denial, faith, and courage. She chooses to risk her life and go uninvited before the king for the sake of her people. Esther determines to fast, implying that she recognizes she must first petition the only king who can truly save. God gives Esther purpose, resolve, and fortitude. There is no doubt that he had made her queen for such a time as this. Most likely, we will not be called to stand up and risk our lives for the preservation of a nation. However, every child of God is given critical opportunities with eternal impact. What are you facing right now? Every day, we must wholeheartedly determine to call upon God to live by faith, no matter what we face. Jesus says, "If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it." Matthew 16:25. The time God gives us is a precious gift never to be wasted or taken for granted. In every moment of our lives, we need God. He has determined that we are here for such a time as this. The King of all kings always receives his bride with mercy and grace, all our sins covered by the blood of Jesus. How wonderful and sobering that he invites us to be a part of the unfolding of his magnificent eternal plan. As Gandalf tells the deeply burdened Frodo in Lord of the Rings, "All we have to do is to decide what to do with the time that has been given us." Question 1. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11a says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. What are you doing with the time God has given you? And how does the way you spend your time reflect your priorities? Question 2. In Luke 9, verse 23, Jesus says, "Give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me." What do you need to give up and take up in order to truly follow Jesus? Question 3. Read Romans 8, 28, and Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 and 19. What area in your life do you need God's help, perspective, and peace? Thank Him for supplying all your needs. Daily Prayer. King of all kings, thank you for saving me. I embrace living for you in this moment of time on earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All glory to God. Amen.